You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip. The Quip electric toothbrush is the only electric toothbrush that supports your tech briefing and is used by millions of happy, healthy mouths. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Getquip.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is obviously the apocalypse at the Iowa caucuses. So as anybody who is following the elections knows, 8 o'clock last night, 9 o'clock last night, we thought the results would start to come in. They didn't come in. Finally around midnight, they're not coming in. Something's broken. Something's wrong. Started learning maybe an app had crashed. Finally about 2 a.m., the full story came out. All right, here's what we know right now. So Iowa has a really complicated system for figuring out how many delegates go to each candidate. It begins with a whole bunch of people choosing their top candidates, candidates who don't make a threshold, their people have to go to other candidates. So all this stuff that happens. This year, Iowa decided to report all the numbers from all the different stages in the process. It was seemed like a good change at the time. It came about because of Bernie Sanders being upset at the way that delegates were awarded to Hillary Clinton the last time around. So they made the process more complicated. And they also added an app called Shadow, which, my God, why would you call an app Shadow if it has anything to do with elections? So stupid. All right, but leave that aside for now. So they add this nefarious sounding app called Shadow, and all the precinct leaders are supposed to send all their data through Shadow to the state Democratic Party so that the winner can be announced and everybody can go spin the results. But the app is kind of hard to use and has a bunch of precinct captains and people who are unpaid and just trying to make the election work. And you don't download it from the App Store. You have to sideload it, apparently. And your password is actually a PIN code that maybe expired before the election. So everybody gets confused, right? Think about your grandparents trying to figure out a really complicated app and you trying to troubleshoot it. So everybody gets confused. And there's supposed to be a phone line for backups. You can call in your results if you can't send them in through Shadow. People call the phone line, but of course everybody is confused and nothing is working, so the phone line gets overwhelmed. So finally Iowa says, oh my God, what the hell? So now it's mid-afternoon on Tuesday. Supposedly we're gonna get half the results at 5 p.m. But here are the lessons. Number one, adding technology to an election is hard. If you're going to add technology, you have to really make sure it works. You have to test it, make sure everybody understands it. They didn't do any of that. Number two, you are going to add technology. You don't only need to make people test it. You need to make it simple. Shadow is way too hard to use. Also, don't name it Shadow, but I think I mentioned that before. But then the most important lesson, you need to have paper backups, at least for now. Estonia has been voting online and they figured it out. But in America, for now, given our confusing system, you do need to have backups. And that is the good thing about this Iowa catastrophe. We do have paper backups, so we can count them. So technology kind of messed up, but at the end of the day, we will get fair results. So that's good. It's also a good reason to remember not to amplify and promote all the conspiracy theories that were circling around last night. I'm not even going to say what they are because saying them amplifies them. But there are a lot of people, a lot of bots who would like to mess up our elections. All those conspiracy theories, I think, are false. All right, so a couple hours, we'll find out whether Mayor Pete or Senator Sanders won in Iowa. We'll figure out who came in third, who came in fourth, who came in fifth. We'll get the spin. And then it's on to New Hampshire where, God willing, the tech will work. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.